From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Wednesday that Saudi Arabian leaders have assured him that they support the historic accord to restrain Iran's nuclear program. The American defense chief met King Salman, Saudi Defense Minister Mohammed bin Salman, and other officials in Jeddah, and later told reporters that the Saudis approved of the deal with Tehran.
Both the king and the Minister of Defense reiterated their support for the Iranian nuclear deal.
The American defense chief said the only concerns the Saudi leaders voiced about the deal centered on the ability of international inspectors to verify that Iran is living up to its agreement to not build a nuclear weapon and the snapback of the sanctions against Tehran if it violates the deal. Police in northern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber riding a motorbike killed 19 people and wounded nearly 40 others Wednesday in a crowded marketplace. The deputy police provincial police chief told reporters the attack in the Almar district of the Faryab province was apparently aimed at military personnel. But he said the majority of the victims were innocent civilians, and the death toll is expected to rise. At least 20 people were killed in northern Cameroon Wednesday in two suicide bombings that officials are blaming on Nigerian militant group Boko Haram. The attacks happened simultaneously at a large market and a residential neighborhood in Maroua, the capital of Cameroon's far north region. A businessman in the market told VOA hundreds of people were wounded and taken to hospitals. The governor of the region said authorities are investigating. This is VOA News. Pakistan's Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal in the case of a Christian woman facing the death penalty for blaspheming Islam. VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports from Islamabad.
Court officials say the Supreme Court Wednesday suspended the execution of 50-year-old Asia Bibi until it renders a decision on her appeal of her death sentence. A lower court convicted Bibi of blasphemy in 2010 and sentenced her to death for comments she made about Islam during an argument with co-workers over drinking water. Blasphemy is a very serious charge in Pakistan that can cost you your life in other ways. Even unproven allegations can spark mob violence, and acquittals are rare. Bibi's lawyer, Saiful Malook, says despite a weak legal case against her, the lower court succumbed to pressure. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
U.S. President Barack Obama celebrates the growth in American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa at a White House reception Wednesday evening. Mr. Obama last month signed a 10-year extension of the country's main trade authority with Africa, a 15-year effort that boosted U.S.-Africa trade to $73 billion last year, with U.S. exports accounting for slightly more than half of that total. More than 40 sub-Saharan countries are eligible for trade benefits under the law, through which most imports from Africa enter the United States duty-free. Two of the main beneficiaries are oil exporters Angola and Nigeria. Greece's banks received a new cash injection from the European Central Bank on Wednesday, ahead of a key vote in Parliament on judicial and banking reforms needed to secure crucial bailout funds from international creditors. An ECB official neither confirmed nor denied to VOA reports that the ECB decided to increase emergency liquidity assistance to Greek banks by about $980 million. Greek banks reopened Monday for the first time in 3 weeks. But capital controls remain in place. Federal aviation officials are investigating an 18-year-old man from the U.S. state of Connecticut posted a video online of a small drone that could fire a gun. The 14-second video shows a four-propeller drone with a semi-automatic handgun strapped on top, hovering as it fires four shots in a wooded area. The Associated Press reports that the Federal Aviation Administration is investigating whether Austin Hawoot of Clinton, Connecticut, violated its regulations. And Myanmar has sentenced 153 Chinese nationals to life in prison for illegal logging in northern Kachin State. Court in Kachin handed down the sentences Wednesday. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.